Hi, and welcome to The Happy Runner, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. My name is Roman, and today I host Marlene, a woman and a runner from Austria. We will talk not just about her running, but also what she as a woman recommends to live a healthy lifestyle. But before we start with our chat, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you like this episode, please give it a good rating and share it on social media. It really helps the podcast. Thank you. Hi, Marlene, and welcome to the Happy Runner.
Hi, Roman. I'm glad to be at your podcast.
So first things first, it's the Happy Runner podcast. And yes, you are a runner. But how did you came to running?
Yes, it's quite a longer story how I come to running. I first started when I was a teenager because my mom was going running. And at the beginning, it was a little bit exhausting for me. It was very difficult to run like 20 minutes in once. And I went running and like 10 minutes and then I stopped because it hurt and I didn't want to go on anymore. But then I tried again and it was the same. And my mom said I should run a little bit slower. And I tried that. Yeah, but it didn't make any difference. And when I was a little bit older, like 17, I had to study for my final exams and I had a lot of stress. And then I started to running again and I went very slow and it was very good for me. And yeah, I liked it to study for the exams and go running. And yeah, it was very good at that time. And during my studies, I didn't have so much time to go running. And when I finished my studies, I had lots of time. And then I started to run for goals and competition. And then the real fire came for running.
Okay, so you are from Austria, a country with a lot of hills. Yeah. Do you mainly run on roads or do you also practice trail or hill running?
Yeah. I like both. So in the city where I'm living at the moment, there are not so many hills. It's Graz. But where I'm originally at, also where I'm originally from, in the upper Styria, there are lots of mountains. And I love to run up the mountains. It's so nice to run up. It's a little bit exhausting at the moment. But when you come on the top and have that fantastic view, it's very beautiful. And I love it.
It took us two meetings and some tea to put this interview somehow yeah. together. Let's start with healthy lifestyle. It's something you also live by. And according to your knowledge, what are the ingredients for a healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, the ingredients. As we already discussed, sports is very important for a healthy lifestyle. And you can do different kinds of sports. It's not only running, but yeah, running is a very good sport. And to have a well-balanced nutrition is also very important for a healthy lifestyle. So that you have a look what you're eating, that you turn around the products and see what's inside. And yeah, that you think about it, what you're eating, not just eating because you're hungry, but you think about it and then you can make a plan or get some knowledge and then it will get better. And the last part for a healthy lifestyle, I was, in the last 2 years, I focused on the mindset. In school, you don't learn a lot about your mindset, but I think for a healthy lifestyle, it's very important to have to have a healthy mindset, because during the day your brain is thinking a lot of different kind of stuff, and some of that is not so healthy. I think everybody knows that you have some bad thoughts about yourself or other people, and these kind of thoughts are putting you down. And so for me, it's also important to control your mindset and to meditate. That's also part of a healthy lifestyle for me. Yes.
And a lot of us struggle with motivation from time to time. Let's face it, it's sometimes really difficult to get out the door and start running. So, what do you do to motivate yourself to go out for a run?
Yeah, actually, for me, the weather is very important. If the sun is shining, I'm happy, and then I'm at work and thinking, oh, I want to go running. And yes, if the sun is shining, I want to go running or hiking all day. But of course, not all the time the weather is good, and you have to motivate yourself. And so yeah, you can set yourself some goals, like taking part at some competitions. I also did that. I started with the 5K run, then the 10K run, then the half marathon, and also some trail running. And if you take part at a competition, it's more motivating, because I think that I want to have to reach a certain kind of time, and I have to train for that. And if I don't train for that, I won't reach that time. So for me, it's like a little bit of pressure, but it's a nice pressure. And if you focus on a specific time, it should be reachable. That's important. So if the time is very high or slow, then it's not motivating. But if the time is right for you, then it can be a motivating factor for me. And yeah, there's one more thing which is very motivating for me. It's the negative motivation. Some people talked about that if they don't do that kind of thing, like going for a run, then they have to, for example, pay 5 euros to a friend. So they are more motivated to do it because they have some negative motivation. And yeah, I didn't do it with money, but like sometimes I did it that I ate some sweets before and said, okay, now I ate some sweets and now I have to go running because I already ate them. Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if other people are also doing that.
But a lot of people use running to control their body weight,
Yeah, that's
or trying to lose weight with running. Would you say that running alone can help, or are there other things that we need to consider besides running if we want to lose weight?
I would definitely say that running can help to lose weight, because with running you can stay at the same weight or you can even lose some weight. Of course, if you want to lose some weight, you need to have a look at your nutrition and what you're eating and how much you're eating. And losing weight means that you should burn more calories than you eat. And that's very difficult that you find out how much are you burning, how much can you eat, and it's like calories counting. And I also did a work on that. I wrote a book about controlling your body weight and also losing some weight. And while I wrote that book, I also started to count my calories for 1 week. It was a little bit exhausting, but I think it's a very useful way to know how much calories you can eat, and after some time, you know by heart, because you're eating the same products not all days, but yeah, you have a range of products you're eating, and then you will find a way, and you can also get a feeling about that. So, answering your question, I think that sports in general are very important, and nutrition, that you can lose weight or that you can stay at the same weight.
Well, you just said that it can be a little bit difficult to count those calories. Do you think that it is wise to hire maybe a nutritionist to help at the beginning?
It depends. I mean, I think it's important that you go to the doctor, that you have a checkup about your body, that you know the numbers and if it's a little bit dangerous. But in general, it's a simple mathematic thing that you need to eat less than you burn. Of course, you need to know that factor. And if it's too difficult for you, then yes, then it would be wise for to go to a nutritionist. Then the person can help you and make a specific plan. So the plan I wrote is in general, it's general speaking. But if somebody struggles with it, then it would be better or wise to go to the doctor or nutritionist, of course.
Okay, back to running. You
Yes.
were a member of the Brooks Run Happy Team, so just perfect for the Happy Runner podcast. How is it to be a member of such a global running community?
Yeah, it was so amazing. I was part of the Brooks Run Happy Team for 3 years and I loved it, really. So you have the team meetings. I was at the DACH team, like Austria, Germany, and Switzerland. And once a year we have our team meeting and you meet everybody, and it's so nice to talk about running and sports in general. And yeah. And we can test the new Brooks shoes, which is also very good because you can get them even before they're at the store. And yeah, Brooks talks about the knowledge. You can see the layers and what's the technology. And yeah, I really loved it. And also the team. We had WhatsApp group, everybody's writing, "Hey, I'm taking part at that run, who's coming?" And it's a very nice feeling. So it's like a virtual team, but we're also meeting in person, and it was a very nice time. Yes.
So, would you say that, let's say, even someone new to running, belonging to a running community, can make running easier or more motivating?
Of course, yes, I think. It's very motivating to be at a team. Like for me in Graz, I have my own running club, and it's very motivating to meet once or twice a week and go there. So you don't have to go there every week if you're not feeling good or something, but it's motivating if somebody's writing in the WhatsApp group, "Hey, who's coming on Tuesday?" And yeah, it can push yourself a little bit, but you can also talk about problems and other things. And it's very nice to be in such a community.
And I know you have plans. We all have them. So, what are your plans, or should I say goals, when it comes to running for this year?
Yes, for this year. Yeah, last year I started to have a closer look at my mindset. I started my work with mindset and that kind of things. That was also the case why I stopped being part of the Brooks Run Happy Team, because I wanted to focus more on mindset things and also on writing. But I also have some running goals, and for my running goals I set the goal that I want to take part in a trail run again, and that means I have to go trail running and train for that, of course.
So we will see you much more on some trails or even hills later in the year than running on roads, yes?
Yeah, I hope so. So in Graz, we have the Schlossberg, which is not so high, but I can run up and down more times. Or I will go to Upper Styria, where I'm originally from, and I will run up some real mountains, like I would call them.
Okay, Marlene, thank you for your time today. And last but not least, you wrote a book you talked about, and there's more of you on your web page. So for those who want to find out more about you, I will leave a link to the web page in the description of this podcast.
Yeah, so you can have a look at my website and you will find a book also there. And you can also write me on Instagram because on Instagram I'm reachable. And yeah, I would be happy to have a feedback from you. We can connect on Instagram. And yeah, Roman, thank you very much for the nice talk. And maybe we will see each other in Graz again.
I sure hope so. We still need to go running once.
Yeah. Definitely, that's true.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running friends. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!